I'm learning all new levels of letting my life's muse, you know, the universe, the powers that be, whatever you want to call it, have a say in the flow of things. This has meant giving in to photography, while still thriving in my voiceover career. The way each informs and enriches the other kind of blows my mind. You know, when I was younger, I thrived on excelling in multiple areas. I was a figure skater, trained horses, was a dancer, actor, all professionally. But photography just wouldn't leave me alone. The thing is, I studied in junior college and wanted to go pro, but darkroom chemicals had other ideas about that. Still, I couldn't stop seeing the pictures in my head, any more than I could stop hearing the voices in my head. Jeez, nag, nag, nag. So, when my husband handed me a Canon T1i at Christmas 2009 and said, "Go for it," I'm not sure he really knew what he was saying. I'm not sure I did either. But I had a piece of my soul back, that's for sure. So I ran with it. To where? Well, I guess time will tell. I mean, is there a there? Does it even matter? This has become my life's current experiment. I mean, what happens if I just let myself do it? Be the best voice professional I can, and let myself be whatever my heart and soul thinks is a great photographer. No strings attached. Just let it rip. Which brings me to this photograph. It's one of several I was asked to shoot for a book cover. Right? I was asked to shoot a book cover. I mean, how does this stuff happen? Follow the muse. The book is about thriving. I think this one has become my personal icon for thrive. Every time I look at it, I'm reminded to follow my muse, the light, that spark of divine inspiration that guides my life to its inspired, happiest, funnest, most fulfilled, and most thriving version of itself, whatever that brings.